So I'm happy to once again this month be offering a segment where I speak to Claire Benedict, who's the co-owner of Bear Pond Books in Montpelier with her husband Rob. Claire and I, a few times a year, we'll talk about new books that have come across her desk that she finds interesting and might recommend to people. When I spoke with Claire last week, I began by just getting right into it and asking her what was the first book that she would recommend to us this fall.
Well, one of my favorites lately has been a book by John Boyne called The Heart's Invisible Furies.
Yeah.
He wrote The Boy in Striped Pajamas.
Yes.
2 years ago.
Yes.
And I love this book. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And it's this epic story of this boy, Cyril Avery, in Ireland. And he's born in the late 40s, I believe. And it's just this, the story of his whole life. And it really, it's like a story that just draws you in emotionally. He's adopted young, and he's has these funny but not very good parents, adoptive parents. And he has to make his way as, it turns out, a gay man in Ireland during a time when that was not legal or safe in any way.
Yeah.
So it's kind of it's a sad story at times, but it's also a funny story at times.
Yeah.
And I just loved every minute of it. It's over 500 pages, and I was disappointed there wasn't more.
Yeah.
To the end.
I have to say, that one I am presently listening to, I think I'm probably just about a quarter of the way into it, and I'm literally laughing out loud on so many points, and it is not just funny subject matter. I'm really impressed at his ability to be funny and you know, also treat this subject. That's, I mean, it was probably really hard to be gay in Ireland in the 40s. So
it's scary. It was scary. And I think this is, you know, really masterful way that you can take serious subject and sometimes very sad and sometimes scary, but also layer it with humor that really keeps the story going and makes you want to read more, and, you know, your empathy for the character. And there's a lot of great characters.
Yeah.
There's, like, the hunchbacked redemptionist nun.
Yeah.
And his mother, his adoptive mother, the
Maud.
Maud, who eschews fame.
Because it's so tacky to be popular.
Fame is tacky. And, you know, there's great characters. His best friend, Julian, and... yeah, it's wonderful. I heard somebody compare it to a John Irving novel, and I wouldn't say their writing styles are the same, but as in that epic story of one boy's life, it's similar. And the ability to write great characters, so many great characters, and keep humor along the way is similar.
And I think one other thing that kind of differentiates it is the Irish sensibility it's very strong in the book and very fun. Which is one of the reasons I'm loving listening to it, because the narrator obviously is Irish and it's fun to listen to. It makes me want to go back and read The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. I don't think I ever read that book, but I don't think that was funny at all.
Neither, but maybe we should.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Highly recommend. I feel like it's a book that will appeal to a lot of people.
Okay, so that's The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne. Do you know the publisher?
The publisher is Hogarth.
All right, that's great. Thank you. What else would you recommend these days?
Well, I loved Landscape with Invisible Hand by M.T. Anderson.
Okay.
It's his new book. This is technically a young adult book, but I feel like it really is a crossover to adult. It's young adult because it's shorter than most adult books. This is kind of an amazing story. It's really hard to describe.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's a post-apocalyptic story.
Yeah.
And it's about it's a commentary on the invisible hand of the free market system.
Oh, okay.
Which sounds a little heavy, but it's actually not. It is aliens have kind of come in and taken over Earth, but they don't live on Earth. They're still living up in their little wherever planet they're on. And they're kind of the benevolent benefactors of Earthlings. But it turns out that it's not so benevolent. And when all the wealth is up in on this other planet, and people on Earth are left scrambling for what's left. It's very much a division between the haves and the have-nots, the 1% and everybody else.
Right.
So it's like the scathing political commentary, but again, hysterical. This is what I love. Okay, there's a theme here in what I love. Like, I love a book with a really strong message.
Right.
But, you know, you manage to do it with humor. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And it also incorporates art. And, you know, there's social commentary. There's politics. There's humor. And it's just this great story. It's about this kid and his family who live on Earth, and they're trying to get by in this new world order. And it's not so great. So it's very much not a story about the aliens. It's very much a story about the humans.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like the aliens are really a sub-story to it. I wouldn't call this a book about aliens.
But do the aliens have characters, or are they just sort of like a hive?
No, they're just, yeah, they're kind of off-screen.
Okay.
They're not really involved.
Yeah.
And then the kid is an artist, too. I mean, I can't even describe this book. You have to read it, because it is brilliant how he brings in the originality and the artistry of this book, along with the social commentary and the humor. It's really, it's pretty brilliant. I actually read it in one sitting because I could not stop reading it.
Wow.
And had to go back, because by the time I got to the end, it was 2:00 in the morning, and I had to go back and read it again to read it with more clarity. But it's really good.
And so now, M.T. Anderson, he's been on the show, and he's a local writer, right?
Yeah, he lives in Vermont.
Yeah, so. And he's a National Book Award winner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For Feed.
That's right, for
he's
Feed.
A young adult, but I feel like it's the kind of young adult that adults should read.
Well, so I have a question about that. So when a publishing company's salesman comes to you with a young adult book, do they tell you this is a book that adults will also enjoy, or do they mainly try to get you to stock it for that niche?
They are pretty focused on their niche, but they do mention that if it's like a crossover, we'll have crossover appeal,
right?
Call it. And this is definitely, the subject matter is definitely adult.
Yeah.
I think. There's a teenager at the center of the book. So.
Right.
You know, I mean, M.T. Anderson's, a lot of his books, if you've read any of his books, you can see that his books could easily be marketed to an adult audience.
Yeah. I wonder if he originally, that's interesting. If I talk to him again, I'll have to ask him if he originally wrote for adults and then was told because of the age of his narrators, he really should be young adult or what.
I don't know. I bet he does. I'm guessing from talking to him that he does like writing for kids.
Yeah, okay.
I think these are very thought-provoking, interesting books for older teens, so.
Okay, all right, great. So that's Landscape with Invisible Hand by M.T. Anderson, and is that Candlewick Press?
Yes.
Yeah, that's his.
Yes.
I think that's usually his. Okay, and what do you have up next?
Another book that I've really enjoyed is called Wonder Valley by Ivy Pachoda.
Okay.
It's coming out in the beginning of November. And that is really an interesting one. It's a little different. It's a little edgy. It's kind of this dreamlike collage of L.A. characters and stories. It begins in a traffic jam because it's L.A., of course, morning commute traffic jam.
Okay.
And a guy, you know, Mr. Average Joe, who didn't get his run in that morning because he had to try to beat the traffic, all of a sudden sees a naked runner go across the freeway. Now, this, of course, stops traffic and makes the morning commute even worse. And he's fascinated by what this man is doing, running across the freeway naked. And he looks like he's jogging, not like he's fleeing anything. He's got a good stride. He's going. And so this man gets out of his car and decides to run after him. And that's where the story begins.
Oh, wow.
And what follows is the story of a number of different characters who are, and it tells you what led up to that moment on the freeway.
Oh.
There's drifters, and there's street kids, and there's these people who live in a desert commune. And all, so it's kind of like the grittier side of L.A., but it all has, you know, the glittery, opulent Los Angeles in the background. And it's a really, really, the writing is just really interesting. It's just a different kind of story and thoroughly enjoyable.
Now, does she move back and forth in time in order to give you the backstory?
Yes. Okay. It does go back and forth a little bit, and so you're seeing what's leading up and until it all culminates in why that guy was running down the highway.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That sounds great. And there are multiple narrators, you said.
Yes. Quite a few different stories. And it's like this collage of LA. You get, she just has this wonderful quality of writing that you kind of feel like you're moving through a dream, seeing all these different facets of the city.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know LA at all?
Not really.
No, me neither. But that must be interesting to read about. Okay. That's great. So Wonder Valley by Ivy Pechoda. And who publishes that?
See, I think it's a Harper imprint.
Okay.
Harper Collins.
And it's coming out in November. Oh, yeah. You're not holding the book right in front of you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's Echo Press. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. All right. And that comes out in November. Okay. Great. That's great to know. Okay. And then I think you said you had four altogether.
Yeah. One more that I like, right from the bestseller list, is Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng.
Okay.
She wrote Everything I Never Told You a few years ago. That was very, very popular.
Yeah.
And this is her new novel, which I think is even better. It takes place in Shaker Heights,
okay,
Ohio, and I think it takes place in the 80s or 90s, and it's about the Richardson family, and everything about the Richardson family and Shaker Heights is picture perfect.
Of course.
And of course. You can sense the conflict coming already.
Oh, yeah.
But then this artist moves into town, and her name is Mia, and she has this daughter, and they don't seem to have a lot of roots, and they get they have involvement with the Richardson family, you know, friendships and such, and you know, things start to unravel for the Richardson and Richardson's, particularly Elena Richardson, the mother, who is very invested in keeping her picture perfect family together.
Okay.
It's really good. Another really character-driven story. There's issues of race and class come up that, interestingly, were very, of this time, whatever decade it was, I wish I remember if it was the 80s. I think it might have been the late 80s. But it's very relevant still today.
Yeah.
They're an interesting family with lots of interesting characters.
Now, is there an immigrant family as part of the story?
Well, what happens is one of the Richardson's friends adopts a Chinese baby.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And it turns out the mother of the Chinese baby wants the baby back.
Oh.
So there's a big custody battle at the center of the story about who can provide a better life for this child. The poor immigrant woman who birthed her, or the rich picture-perfect family that can provide so much material for her and love. So that kind of, and the other characters come down on different sides of this. So
yeah, I am. I read Everything I Never Told You. I haven't read this one, and I remember her just excelling at this kind of like simmering, ongoing tension without resolution for a while. Does that happen in Little Fires Everywhere as well?
Yeah, that's a good description.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
Lots of tensions between people. And people just, nobody's evil. Everybody's just kind of going on, doing their thing, but lots of conflicts of interest.
Okay. And so that's Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. And who published that one?
That was published by Penguin.
Penguin. And did that come out this summer or just recently?
Let's see. That came out, I think, probably this summer.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. So that one's out already.
Yeah.
Well,
it came out in September.
Okay.
September.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Claire, Benedict, thank you for talking about books with me today. It's always so much fun.
That's great. Well, thank you.
That, once again, was a conversation with Claire Benedict, co-owner with her husband, Rob Casso, of Bear Pond Books in Montpelier, Vermont. Claire mentioned four books in our chat today: The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne, Landscape with Invisible Hand by M.T. Anderson, Wonder Valley by Ivy Pechoda, and Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. I will list all of those books on the podcast site when I put the conversation up as a podcast as well. Quick note on the sound during that chat. We didn't have a great phone connection, and I am sorry if Claire sounded a little far away. Next time I will speak with her in person to avoid that. But thank you for your patience. It's always fun to talk to Claire, and I was a little bit sad to hear that our recorded interview didn't sound as great as usual. So sorry about that, and my apologies to Claire. So just to recap, this was a special segment, and we will be airing our next interviews very soon on the podcast site. Interview with Grant Faulkner, who is the executive director of NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. Grant's new book is Pep Talks for Writers. And an interview with Catherine Patterson, the novelist Catherine Patterson, whose new book is My Brigadista Year. Those will be up on the podcast site soon. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.